وبشر الصابرين اذا اصابتهم مصيبه قالوا انا لله وانا اليه راجعون. It is very sad. This is a world, very fragile world. Unstable, nobody knows when what happens. It is better to do something which is going to stay for us with us here in this world and also hereinafter. It is very sad to hear that in Islamic Republic of Iran there was a very big earthquake and in the ancient city. More than 10,000, as the news was reaching, some are saying maybe 20,000 people are died. So 20,000, nearly 20,000, nearly close to 20,000. We don't know the numbers. They're saying 12,000 is already, they know the number, and it has been crazy. A city has been wiped out. So for these brothers and sisters, those who have passed away, and may Allah exalt their souls to the souls of Ahlul Bayt, alayhi wasalam, I request all of you to recite Fatiha. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Not only sympathize by our mouth, we have to be very actively involved in the process of helping each other. We have created at this center, at Al-Mahdi Islamic Center, a fund, relief fund, whatever we can do, and please give it. And if you want a receipt from the for the income tax purpose, you can write a check in the name of CIG. We're going to forward that to that relief fund, inshallah. May Allah give us that inspiration so that we can help ourselves and our brothers and sisters. The box also, those who want to put the PT changes, they can put in the box. This is our third session of first day. We were talking about how the human being evolved himself, and we are focusing the ijtimai hayat. Ijtimai is social life, and also social life in particularly we are talking in this sessions the family life. Social life starts. In social life, one of the things which we have to learn is, and I think you have all of, well, you have to start with this sentence, respecting the other's opinion is very, very important. And exclusively you are starting a family, if you don't learn that, you're never going to move forward. Respect the opinion. Don't crush the opinion. Opinion should not be crushed. Respect it. Don't stop. I don't know, you are always, you talk about a lot of things, they don't talk about me. And women, they don't know nothing about. I am the smartest person. Usually men's behavior is that way. I am also included, I am also one of those. So it should be, a man is a person who, being a responsible person, should be very, very caring and loving and respecting the other's opinion. The first rule of ijtimai life, the social life, is respect the opinions of others. Understanding equality. Now, we are coming to the point of criteria of choosing a spouse. Before that, we want to understand what is equality. Equality in education, in knowledge, equality in understanding, perspective, equality in name and fame, equality in strength, and equality in wealth. If anyone wants to get married to a famous person, life will be in hell. Nobody recognizes your individuality. Everybody is going to introduce you. You are so and so. Just like we have a hadith on the day of judgment, people will going to call upon from their mother's name. In Canada, usually people usually call upon wife's names. Oh, this person, oh, Flocky, watch out. So someone is looking for the equality of the shoharat, which is name and fame. It's a very difficult task. And sometimes equality because of the strength. What do you mean by strength? Just like a wrestler wants to get married to a wrestler. Then you know the problem, what is going to happen. Equality of wealth. Yes, this is usually the case. Usually, I know many families, they don't go outside of the family because they want to protect the wealth. Even I have the evidence of those families, those who have problem because of the genes, because the world is also saying not to marry all the time family people, because you need to mix the blood of outside to have a healthy children. And you have hadith of Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. To avoid getting married to cousins and etc. I'm not saying you should not, but although we do have history of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam and also others. When you see the history of Imam Afameen, seven imams, they married from outside. There was no link between them and the wives. And they are the mothers of the imams. The criteria was the iman. I think the best equality is fikri, which is understanding. If husband and wife, they have understanding, they can have peaceful life in a hut. If they have understanding, they can have peaceful life in a castle. If they don't have understanding, even though if they are living castle, that castle is itself is a hell. And that's why Bibi Asiya, she requested Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she said, Najjani min al-qawm al-zalimin. Oh Allah, this is a castle, but I don't want to live here because there is no any connection between my thinking, my ideology and this ideology. Ibnali indaka baytan fil jannah. I want heaven close to you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how. So the best family is the one who looks for the fikri equality. Equality in understanding. Sometimes education also makes us a good partnership. But if there is no fikr in education, is nothing, because many people, they are educated, but because of lack of morality, their education is nothing. قَلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ أَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالُكُمْ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةً تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا ومساكن ترضونها أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين. The translation say, if your father, your sons, your brothers, your spouses and your family ties, as well as the wealth you have acquired and the business you get will fall off, plus the dwelling you are so fond of, are all dearer to you than God? Allah is asking you a question. You have wealth, you have everything. You take that and compare to Allah, wealth of iman, which is good for you. And then his messenger, Allah and messenger, are striving for his sake. Then wait around till God brings his command to pass. God does not to pass. God does not guide such immoral folks. Who are the immoral? Those who compare the worldly people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet. That means here is hint. If you want to get married, marriage should be, the criteria should be iman. I'm coming, inshallah. What is mu'min means? What is a mu'min means? Is a person who has a beard, who prays all the time, is a mu'min? Not necessarily. I know this story is good for you because just now you had lunch and you are getting sleepy. Some jokes also very good for you. This person gets, he was looking for a religious person, and then he got married. On the first night he went in the room, he said, Usul-e-Din, bolo. Usul-e-Din, Afru-e-Din, Afru-e-Din. She was answering, she got tired. I don't know, this is night of marriage or night of qabr. So, some people, they become so religious, they want to know on the night. They should know beforehand, not after the marriage. They should search for a person who knows what is religion is. Religion, usually we bring religion person who prays namaz. Believe me, many people, they pray namaz, they don't know what is namaz is. Many people, they fast, they don't know what fast is. They have ahadith so much, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From this world, if I love something, is woman. He says, love of woman is one of the virtue of the Prophet. The love of woman is one of the virtue of the Prophet. So we become confined to focusing one thing only. No, Islam is a total system. Don't bring into one thing only. Islam is a package, it is not a partial package, it is a total package. One of which is namaz. Namaz is not total package. Roza is not total package. What should be the criteria of choosing a spouse? It's a very, very important subject, and for the boys and girls, now the current is coming. Miyar is compatibility. That's why I brought the scale there. Compatibility. Compatibility in Iman, faith. Compatibility in education. Compatibility in akhlaq, morality. And compatibility in genes. What do you mean by genes? Before I describe everything, let me give a little bit light. For ourselves, nowadays the genetic engineering is the very, very focus of today. Many subjects are there, doing a lot of research. One of the research is focusing towards the genetic engineering. To extent they have gone so low, there are sperm banks. And a woman can go there and she can say, computerize, these are the characteristics of a person I want, and they can mix up that kind of thing and give to her, and there the baby is born. Out of how many? We call it in Arabic, Ibn Kasir. Ibn Kasir is son of many. Son of not one. Son of many. That kind of immoral thing Islam never allows. I did ask this question when last year when I was with Ayatollah Sistani. It's a beautiful, if Islam allows the genetic engineering, he said, as long as if they are developing for the benefit of humanity. For example, diabetes is a problem. It's a gene problem. Nowadays they are researching to remove that genes from the sperm. If they can do it, nothing wrong. But mixing the two or three or four is immoral, it is wrong. In Islam, genes are so important. After the demise of Bibi Fatima Zahra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alayha, Allahumma sallam. He was, of course, it was a devastating effect. It is a bomb fall upon the house of Imam Ali. It's very difficult. She was very compatible and he was she was the kufu for Imam Ali Fatwaslam, and Imam Ali was kufu for being Fatima Zahra. There was an example for the world, and such a partner goes away. For Imam Ali was a very difficult task to find. And he goes to his brother Hazrat Aqil, he asks this question. I want to get married from a family who should be brave, because I want that woman to produce a son who could help my Hussein in Karbala. So this is a genealogy. That's why we have to search for genes also. It's a very, very good to go into this detail also for the marriage. Because emotional attachment may lead to destruction. If you are rational and really you are serious about marriage, you have to look into these things also. So how much percentage iman should be taken care of, how much percentage education, how much percentage morality, how much deeds, I am coming to that point. This is my own perspective, you can have your own perspective, you can write it down. But the top should be faith. Faith plays a lot of good roles, because a faithful person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is not going to do injustice on her. And a faithful person, a mu'min, he is never going to hit abused wife. I'm going to go tomorrow, I'll show you the statistic of America, la ilaha illallah, how much problem. Each and every second a woman is abused in the name of freedom, each and every second. So faith plays a bigger role in Islam. I'll give many, there are many, many examples, hundreds of examples. I'll give an example. How many of you know the companion of our beloved Prophet, Abu Ayyub Ansari? When Prophet Muhammad migrated from Mecca to Medina, everybody wanted him to be his guest. Prophet said, I'm going to leave my camel alone, wherever he goes and sits there, I'm going to stay in there. That house was Abu Ayyub's house. Abu Ayyub had a young boy, maybe 4 or 5 year old boy, and Abu Ayyub was outside, he went for a journey maybe, for business or something. And that day when he was supposed to come, on that day, the son died. And mother, of course, mother is mother. She was upset, she was crying, she was in grief. She hears the news that her husband is in town, he's coming. She put the corpse of her son aside. She cleaned herself, her face, fresh, smiling, opened the door, and wholeheartedly spread the sofra, ate food. After while he finished, after the food, she said, if Allah gives you some trust, something to you. And after a while, he takes away that trust. Mushrik, وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ أُولَٰئِكَ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُو إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ وَالْمَغْفِرَ بِإِذْنِهِ وَيُبَيِّنُ آيَاتِهِ لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. Don't get married to a mushrik until they become mu'min. And although it seems it becomes very strange to get married to a person, this is man, what difference, this was a person, this was a person, he also has eyes, he has eyes, what makes difference, iman? Quran says, no, don't get married. Don't get married to a mushrika woman until she becomes mu'mina. Although it seems to you it's not logical, maybe it's strange. And Quran says, why should not you get married to a mushrik? Because they are inviting you towards the hell. We think hell is only on the hereinafter, no brother. If you want to see the hell, I could see each and every house is burning in the Western society. Each and every house is burning. You have to take out the irfan, you have to see that fire. There is no peace in that houses. To extend, woman is not trusting the wife is not trusting the husband is not trusting the woman. Such a chaos in the society, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. 20% of children are living without any parents. And many, a good percent of children are living with one mother only. This is the society we created. That Iman, Wallahu yad'u ila al-jannah wal-maghfirah. Allah invites towards heaven and towards forgiveness, towards maghfirah. And this is the science which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inviting you to understand. And let me say this is very good hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala إنما المرأة مرأة قلادة فانظر إلى ما تقلده. This is instruction for a man who wants to get married. And this could be for a woman. This is because a person comes to Imam and he asks, Oh Mawla, to whom I should get married? Imam says, be careful. The man is like a qalada. A qalada is, you know, the chain of your neck. Chain of your neck. Maybe husband could be chain of, maybe big chain. It is not the woman's problem. If the problem is they are good or they are bad. If they are good, the problem is not gold and silver. They are better than gold and silver. If they are bad, the problem is not the mud. They are worse than the mud. So Imam is asking this person to get married to a very pious person. This hadith is also very, very beautiful. اختاروا لنطفكم فإن الخال من أهد الدجيعين. When you get married, be careful, look for around, because each and every behavior you get, your children are getting, either of two, either from maternal or paternal. So when you look for marriage, you have to see what character, moral values the families they have. Again, oh, this is so beautiful. Imam Sadiq, alayhi salatu wa salam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Idha tazawwaja ar-rajul al-mar'ata lijamaliha aw maliha wa ukila ila dhalika wa idha tazawwaja ad-dunya razaqahu Allahu al-jamal wal-mal. Oh my God. Materialistic people, they cannot understand this. Let me tell you, this is a spiritual perspective. If a person gets married because of the beauty of the girl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away the beauty. If a person gets married because the iman of that girl, Allah gives the beauty. Allah. This is a fact. And that beauty is not outwardly, you can see it inwardly. If anyone gets married because of the beauty or because of the wealth, also maleha, mal, or she is big shot. Allah says, Allah is going to take out money and also the beauty. Because he got married for that. Success is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not because of the wife or husband. This is very, very beautiful. I hope I will give a little bit time for you. And this is my criteria which I have selected for you. And this is my recommendation for those girls and boys, those who want to get married. It's a graph. How much should be considered Iman? What percentage of education? How much percentage morality? And how much percentage genes? The first and foremost percentage is 40% should be given as faith. And the second one is, which is very, very important, not education. Many, many people are And the second one is, which is very, very important, not education. Many, many people are educated, morally bankrupt. So that's why morality is the second. How much percentage? 25%. Third percentage is, 20% is education. And 5% is the genes. It's good to go and see the healthy family. Because marriage is not an emotional attachment, it's a rational behavior. So, oh my God, there is a liberal Muslim, conservative Muslim, then new democratic Muslim. In Islam, there is only one kind of Muslims. We don't have conservative or we don't have liberals. I know that this person was looking for a damad, for son-in-law. किस तरह का लड़का चाहिए जनाब? What kind of boy you want? मोमिन चाहिए मौलाना, मोमिन. उसके बाद आहिस्ता से, I want मोमिन believer. आहिस्ता से मौलाना, ऐसा भी नहीं कि बी को फिल्म ना बताए. I don't know that. I don't know the person who is not going to even allow his wife to look at the movies. Look at the perspective. Who said movies are bad? No. The bad movies are bad. Haram. There are good movies that we can learn many movies from that. And we think Iman means only tasbih. Usually I give this very good joke. I said it in one of the majlis. I went many times Hajj. Usually in the Hajj, after people bring one another this gift. Usually for Maulana it's tasbih. Baba, Maulana is the insan, he can have another thing also. Why I have to be all the time tasbih and sajjah? As if you always use doctor here. Not good thing. So Islam, within Maulvi should be all the time praying namaz, not doing nothing, only always Allah, Allah, khair sallah. No. If you go, alhamdulillah, khuda ka shukra, I show to the world, I can be successful in business, I can be successful be a member if Allah wants, I can be successful in my iman. I have showed Islam as a system of life. Alhamdulillah, Allah has given me everything. And have shown to the world I can be a good example for others. So don't bring Islam only in namaz and roza and hajj. A mu'min is successful in this world and also successful in the hereafter. It's so practical religion. You know this, astaghfirullah, sometimes I have to say this thing or not, but it is a fact. In Hollywood now, there are 200,000 porn producing companies. 200,000. There are millions of web pages filled with filth and garbages, which is destructing humanity. Why this happened? Like a society is like a spring. If you press hard, 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 and if you leave, it is going to sprung. They suppress in the name of religion, they taught celibacy, they taught a priest should not get married, they taught indirectly marriage is not a good thing, they taught Jesus never got married, and that thing was suppressed for a long time. Once it sprung, to result. For us, alhamdulillah, we don't know. Alhamdulillah, our masumin, women used to go to our masumin, they used to ask very minute detail about sexual behavior. I mean, masumin, they used to give answers. For us, it's nothing. Islam always looks after the reality of human being, the need of his body and need of his soul. What is the purpose of marriage? Number one, biological factor expels you to get married. Otherwise, if you suppress this, it will spring from the other way. It is a biological factor. Number second purpose is Islam wanted pure and peaceful society. Number three is offspring. This is the purpose of marriage. Nikah is sunnah, marriage is sunnah. It is not wajib. But when you have a fear of being haram, it becomes wajib. And who doesn't have fear of haram? That means it becomes wajib. This is Surah Baqarah and number 222. Do not marry the idolatresses until they believe. And certainly, a believing maid is better than an idolatrous woman, even though she should please you. And do not give. And another thing is, first time sometimes it's a very difficult task. First we love someone, then we adopt. A very difficult task. Imam Ali and Bibi Aisha, wife of the Prophet, two of people are getting ready to fight. And a person comes to Imam Ali. Oh, Amala, I'm confused. Should I go here or there? Here you are, and there is wife of the Prophet. Imam Ali could have said, here come, no, he said no. Arafil haq, first you know the truth. Then you adapt the truth on the people. Don't love first a person, then you adapt the truth. It's wrong behavior. Criteria should be first, then the adapting the criteria. Not the person, not the object first, then adapting the criteria. Likewise, many boys, many girls, they get involved in love. I love this person. I am in love. Tears, crying, dying, everything, it happens. Baba, you got Muslim. Now he recites kalma. So this is a convenience Islam. Using Islam as a matter of convenience. But there are so many people, those who are really, they are into Madhab religion, much more better than ourselves. And we have to choose those sisters and brothers, those who became Muslim, and they are very good deep in Islam, and they are the believers. To whom we should not get married? This is ayah. وَلَا تَمْكِهُ مَا نَكَهَ آبَوْكُ مِنَ النِّسَىٰ إِلَّا مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا وَمَقْتًا وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. This is also from Surah 4 and ayat number 22. Do not marry any woman whom your fathers have already married. In Arabian Peninsula, what used to happen? Father married to a woman and father died, they used to get married. Astaghfirullah, and a son used to get married to the mother. So Islam says, no, Quran says you cannot get married to that person who is married to the father. And a mother.
Why didn't
it say? Yes, because they have done this past. They used to do it past, that's why Islam says, do not marry any woman whom your fathers have already married, unless this is a thing of the past, and it has been passed, not now. You cannot do now. It's finished. The law is today. Just like liquor became haram, fitzhidra. Before that, they drink. It's passed now. Nobody can do nothing about that. That's Islam.
ولا حجاب ذلك ما تحرج قلوب قلوبهم وما كان لكم ان تؤذنوا تؤذوا رسول الله ولا ان تنكحوا ازواجه من بعد ابدا ان ذلك ذلك كان عند الله عظيما.
Marrying a wife of the Prophet, nobody has the right to get married after the death of the Prophet, the wives of the Prophet. Now, who are the people, those who cannot get married? حرمت عليكم أمهاتكم وبناتكم وأخواتكم وأماتكم وخالاتكم وبنات الأخ وبنات الأخت وأمهاتكم اللاتي أرضعنكم
واخواتكم من الرضاع ومحاط نسائكم وربائبكم اللاتي في حجوركم من نسائكم اللاتي دخلتم بهن فان لم تكن دخلتهم بهن فلا جناح عليكم واهلا الى ابنائكم الذين من اصلابكم وان تجمعوا بين الاختين الا ما قد سلف ان الله كان غفورا رحيما.
Other than to you are your mothers and your daughters and your sisters and your paternal aunts and your maternal aunts and brothers, daughters and sisters, daughters and your mothers that have suckled you and your foster sisters and mothers of your wives and your stepdaughters who are in your guardianship of your wives to whom you have gone in. But if you have not, there is no blame on you in marrying them and the wives of your sons who are of your own lines, and that you should have two sisters together. During the time of before Prophet Muhammad Rasul, before Islam, they used to have at a time two sisters together. And Islam said, no, it is prohibited, you cannot have. Except what has already passed. Surely Allah is forgiving and merciful. Now, what should be the method of, we are talking about now, the dating system? See and be seen. Now you get ready.
It's not a dating system.
No, I'm giving an example. That tradition. What happens, a boy comes at home, a boy's family comes, and I have to go with the tea and sit there. I feel so ashamed. I said, why? In your home, you have a guest, and you are waiting tea. What does that mean? Do you don't get ashamed? One of your friends says, come man, let's go to Popeyes. There you meet four or five boys. That is a peaceful... I don't know how the logic comes. I hate this because mother is asking me to bring tea in front of a stranger. In front of a stranger, you can meet in the coffee shop. You cannot meet in there. Where is this logic came from? Why? Because the biggest problem, one of our brothers was talking about it. I'll give an example to our brothers. I'm not comparing no one. It is an example, historical example. And I hope with this history we learn so many lessons. I had a history of our Khoja brothers who moved from Gujarat to Africa about 150 years before. At that time, for ulama, what they used to do, they used to bring from Iran and from Iraq. They used to teach alim their language, Gujarati. And alim used to speak in Gujarati after 4, 5, 6 months. It is a history. And they lived for 150 years in Africa. They safeguarded their culture, their language. They still they can speak fluently Gujarati, they speak fluently Kachi. And then the problem, these are the people when they came here. I came here in 79, the inauguration of the Masjid Bibi. I was the one who started Namaz Jummah. I was the one, many things I did there. 6 years I was there in Masjid Bibi. When I came here, I didn't know a single word of English. When I started talking to the youth, I figured it out, I have to learn this. If I want to be with them and I have to give message. So I did learn whatever I know is because of this my belief that I have to change myself. The question came, we need an alim who can speak English when I was there. One question was bothering me. These are the people, they were in Africa, they never bother to bring an alim who speaks Swahili. Why do you know English? Even I go to Dubai, they say 50% English, 50% Urdu. Half might be in English, half Urdu. Now I realize why it has happened. The feelings in Africa is different than the feelings in Canada and America. Feelings in Africa is superiority complex. Here is inferiority complex. This is going to destroy us rather than that. There is a chance of survival there than the chances of destroying ourselves here. That's why Quran says, كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. You are the best nation. Islam says, because you are Muslim, you are the best nation. You should have that complex in you. You are best because you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If that was the case, that was the illah, that was the cause, people are not coming to the masjid. Why now an alim, the greatest, better than me, that he speaks best English, why youth are not there? Why community is not there? Only it was an excuse to go away from religion. It is a market. Sometimes when we want to follow because they think they are successful. Believe me, no, they are not successful. They are morally bankrupt. Nothing, they don't have nothing to give us. And if you go to the history of this country, these Western ideologies, they cannot offer us morally nothing but miseries. Why we want to imitate them? Because we became inferior than the superior. And this is going to destroy us. Traditional way of getting married is usually in a family, a girl comes. Modern system, let's meet in club, let's meet in cinema, maybe somewhere else, or let's meet in, should I say, no, let's meet in somewhere else, let's meet, no, you cannot meet, Dara Jadid is a modern system, where should we meet, we meet in a bar. Cultural system. What is the cultural system? In India is different, in Iran is different, in Africa is different. Each and every culture they have their own systems. What is the Islamic system? Salawatul Muhammad wa alim Allah. Islamic system is so modern. So modern, it will stay modern, it will stay fresh. Malana, can a girl in Islam propose herself to a man, to boy? Oh, modern society is that? He can say, will you marry me, will you marry me? She says, yes. Now, they say, no, yes, not. Now, God is going to ask you, will you marry me? Yes, he said, yes. Yeah, now they say, the modern system is, girl is going to go and ask the boy, will you marry me? First is the old fashion. For Islam, if we know Islam is the old fashion. Look at both examples we have. Bibi Khadijah al-Kubra, she offered herself to get married to the Prophet Muhammad because the criteria was beautiful. And Imam Ali al-Aflaam, he offered himself to get married to the Fatima Zahra. We do have both examples. If a girl sees there is a right person, she can say, yes, I want to get married to this person. And if a boy sees she is the right person, he can say, yes. So it is not a new. For them, maybe it's new. Recommendation of Islam is Iman. If your criteria, your girl is saying Iman is there, and she's looking for Mu'mina, and she comes to you, I have seen this person, you say, Bismillah, Allahumma salam. Don't bring the strings attached. Because he is not, this, no. Once he is a believer, the criteria is there. That's why we have hadith. If a mu'min is coming at home to seek the hand of your daughter, if you don't do it, you did fitna on earth. Hadith we have. that traditionally, usually, parents take care of the business of the girls. Now it's fading out. Modern system is, they look after. The result is what now? The 40% of Western society people, they don't get married before 30, 35. Why should they get married? Without marriage, everything is available in the market. Why should they get married? There is no obligation from them. Meeting in educational institutes, clubs, etc. Nowadays, internet, honey, I love you. Liar. You never met her. You never see her.